Richard Bridge and Spider podcast.
But first of all, we're pulling a bit of a scam. It's well documented here at 92.5 Gold FM. Bridge is, of course, a Queensland supporter, and Spider Everett loves to follow New South Wales. Well, Bridge needed to get Spider back. I just told the guys that they had to go downstairs and shift their cars because of a water leak. It's not true. It's a furphy. They're down there now, and Bridge has wrapped Spider's car. You there, Bridge? What's going on?
Are you serious?
He's still looking for a leak.
Queensland wraps it up 52.6. Gallon is a grump. You are idiots. This is what we got to put up with. New South Wales 2016, don't forget it.
Are you in a hurry? You got to go anywhere after work, mate?
Not now.
And you know what? It's not Glad wrap. It's the stuff they wrap newspapers with, so it's really hard burst.
And this is why no one's got their newspapers this morning in Queensland.
Well and truly wrapped up.
And maybe if you heard me one of these days, I was psychic without even knowing it. And now the bosses are like, how did you know? I said, I didn't know. I just had a guess.
And we can tick off Sam Smith at Suncorp. Oh, I asked for that.
What a shame. I tell you, the foundations, the concrete foundations at Suncorp are going to have to be checked after that game last night with the crowd, with the roar, with the cheer, with Queensland taking back what's rightfully theirs, and that is the state of origin.
But it's sad today.
Look, it's full on, and we're waiting on the papers. This happens every state of origin because, of course, it's printed later.
Yeah, that's right.
I've got to wait for the
game. And last year, exactly 12 months ago, I did mention that
stop it.
I did get into trouble.
Why and this would you isn't say this again?
Now, we are not bagging you, Gold Coast Bulletin, before you ring up
Peter
the boss.
Spider Everett.
Before you ring up the boss and tell him that I was bagging
Peter,
the Gold Coast, I am not.
Well, the
reason they're late last year, I thought, is because we're in Queensland and nobody would have brought them because New South Wales won. So this year, you would have thought they would have had them out so quick because everybody would want one. Don't sell them down south of the Tweed.
I thought you were too busy for meetings today, extra little special meetings in little rooms on your own with bosses.
Again.
Okay, so.
No, they've run out of red ink. That's what they're doing. They're getting more red ink. Or
they're trying to decide the headline on the front of the bulletin today.
Right.
So let's help them out on 13-27-10. What do you think the headline on the front page of the Gold Coast Bulletin will be this morning?
Queensland Origin side to back up and play against Collingwood this weekend.
Oh.
That was a big enough score. It was like an AFL score. Oh, I've got another one.
Yeah?
What about this one? Instead of the Palaszczuk government, the Mel Meninga government with the new Prime Minister Thurston's.
Oh, could you imagine
they'd get some
that?
Votes.
Although Meninga, you know, he did try his hand in politics, which lasted 45 seconds
that's
on radio
right.
before he quit.
Yeah, I reckon he'll bounce back.
Gallons of blue tears rained down on Suncorp Stadium.
Oh. They're all good, but I reckon mine's going to be on the front.
Oh, yeah.
Thurston honours bet. I will marry Bridge. Bye-bye, Johnny. 10 days left for filming here for Pirates of the Caribbean, and they're off to the Whitsundays. And I had a chuckle when I heard that last night from living up north for so long. No one will care, Johnny, which is great. You can get on with living. No one will care if you've got dogs there or not. They won't even know who you are, and that's what I love about up north. They're so relaxed.
Yep.
And sometimes it often happens with a lot of filming up north too that you could be hanging out with a celeb and not even know it till later.
Right.
And we want to know on 13-27-10, those cases of mistaken celebrity identity where maybe you haven't even known you've hung out with a celeb all night.
Yeah, it was funny. I remember one year I travelled all the way to Texas, and I was going to go and watch Kiss the Band, and the night before I went into a place with Molly Meldrum. We were travelling. We wanted to go see Kiss. Yes, we weren't as a couple
traveling
at this stage.
Well, you were travelling together.
We had two different hotels and two different hotel rooms. But anyway, I've walked in and we've sat down, and there's a massive big movie screen, and there was five guys all sitting there, and there's one guy sitting there directing the whole lot. I want this shot. I need this shot. I need that done. I need this done. I had no idea who it was or what we're talking about. Anyway, we've all gone out and had a beer, and they said, "Oh, Russ, you want a beer?" And then I found out about 3 hours later it was Russell Crowe.
Oh, what?
When he was doing the 30-odd foot of grunt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I had no idea it was Russ.
How cool is that? Well, Anne from Paradise Point, who have you met and not even realised who it was?
Jennifer Byrne from 60 Minutes.
Oh.
What happened?
I was at Thredbo, and I had a skiing accident, and I was lying in the emergency, and this lady they brought in, she'd been knocked unconscious. And I'm lying there, we're both lying next to each other, and I said to her, I know you. I said, we haven't done touch shop together, have we? And she looked at me, she said, no, I don't think so. And I said, oh, I know your face. I said, I didn't design your kitchen. And she said, no, no. Anyway, they took me off to x-ray. Yeah. While I'm lying there, the light bulb went on and I thought, oh, my God, how embarrassing.
Oh, that's a classic. Thanks
and,
for the call.
And we got Bob in Robina. Now, Bob, when have you had a little bit of a mistaken identity?
Mate, I had the opportunity to speak with Johnny O'Keefe.
Oh, wow.
Didn't know it was him.
Yes, mate. I worked in a hospital in Sydney, and many occasions when he was unwell, he got admitted. And we had an internal ambulance system for inpatients and for appointments to other hospitals. And three occasions, I had the great opportunity to transport him.
Oh, and you didn't realise. Oh, that's great. Thanks for the call, Bob. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, Bev, your niece met who?
Hugh Jackman.
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
Oh, that is beyond cool. I didn't know.
No. She was at a park, you know, a few years ago with her two kids, and as always, boys were kicking balls, and her son kicked this ball into this man's back, and she, of course, rushes over to apologise and spends the next 10, 15 minutes chattering to him about the children and as you do about parents. And she finally goes back to her friends and they said, don't you know who that was? And she says, no. And it was Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. And celebrities love the fact,
yes.
I reckon,
yeah.
That you don't know.
Yeah. I think he must have had a lovely time.
Yeah, he must have, yeah.
Kate in Arundel, I can't believe this. And you only found out later. What an honour, what a privilege. I bet you wish you realised at the time.
Who was it?
Kate?
Kate?
I met Spider Everett.
You met who?
Spider.
Oh, wow.
And you didn't realise?
Wow.
I had no idea.
Wow.
It was when he first moved to the Gold Coast, and I was at a friend's party on Australia Day, and I'm like, oh, my God, who's that really tall guy over there? Like, he looks familiar. And after sending a few sneaky photos to my dad, he was like, yeah, he plays AFL, he's Spider Everett. Oh. And there he is going down the slipping slides and the old plastic on the ground, slipping and sliding.
I would have been pretty excited if that happened to me.
Oh, me too.
I dream of that.
Kate.
I still pretend I don't know him.
Richard, Bridge and Spider, weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.